Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. Here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we are in the midst of our last 31 days. Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to our victorious 2019. Today is day 19 of the countdown, and our topic for today is the fountain of wealth. The fountain of wealth. And we are in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me on Morning Motivation. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website at fieldfire.com, fieldfire.com. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., follow the podcast so you will receive the recording text to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. And if you can't do any of that, know that the recording is also available on the website after 8 a.m. Eastern at fieldfire.com. So all of this information, more about me and everything else you need to know, it is available on the website. We're also in the process of getting a whole new website ready for you. It's very, very exciting, and we have some exciting things coming up, including a revival. So make sure you stay tuned in. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, reading from the KJV. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly glory above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Listen at that. Now unto him, talking about unto the Lord, who's able to do exceeding, in other words, to exceed our expectations or anything that we could do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Ah, the power and the fountain of wealth. Now, let's give God praise for the reading of his word. As we are working this challenge, last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, we are dealing with six areas of our lives, which really are the main areas of our lives, because if we can take care of, you know, of this, then we will be prosperous in everything that we set out to do. Now, I've already taken you through, crafting your, I don't want to say vision statement, because vision statement is more like a vision board, something that changes from year to year. But to actually, I've already taught you how to craft your purpose statement. In other words, I've taught you how to identify who you are in Christ, not whom someone else has told you you are, but whom you are and what you're supposed to be doing. And then I dealt with the relationship area, which pertain to your family and friends. If you've missed any of that, go to the website and catch up with the teachings. Everything is on it. So today we're dealing with the financial domain, because that's one of the areas in which we have to remove the clutter, hence our topic, the fountain of wealth. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced, but I have many times, having to hear testimonies from Christians where it's always we're in need. You know, they came to cut our lights off yesterday, or I didn't have money to buy food, or they were about to take my car. You know, always these testimonies of insufficiency, of financial insufficiency or inadequacy, and of lack. But this scripture in Ephesians 3:20 has let us know that this is not how God has ordained us to live our lives. We should not always be in lack. We should not always be broke, nor living paycheck to paycheck. How are we telling others about the goodness of Christ and his ability to provide when we are always in need? Now, I'm not talking about having undergone some kind of catastrophic situation, such as you lost your job, you were diagnosed with a terminal illness. You know, these things happen. It's a part of life. Your office closes down, or maybe you put everything into starting a new business and it failed, and so you're having to start over. I'm not talking about intermittent times of need, but sustained times of need where your whole life you never have anything beyond paycheck to paycheck living. That is in opposition to the word of the Lord. Also in Matthew 6:33, the Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then, you know, all of these things, everything else that we need, it shall be added unto us. We should not always be broke. Philippians 4:9, and my God shall supply all, not some, not part of, but all of your needs, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your riches or according to my riches, but according to his riches. And his riches are perpetual. They are, you know, infinite. You cannot count them. So if the word says that God does exceeding and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, if the word says that God will add everything we need to us as we seek his kingdom and righteousness, if the word says, my God shall supply all, every one of your needs, why are we living in lack? Glory. It's because we've cluttered our own lives. Yeah. We've cluttered our own lives financially. Living above our means. Are living beyond our means, not setting or establishing a budget. And if we have a budget, not staying within it. Come on, let's be real. There were many times, brothers and sisters, that I did not live within my budget. You know, I just have to be transparent here. It took me years, did you hear me? Years to get to the point where I just really said, okay, I need to live within my budget. And I made good money even before becoming an attorney. You know, I was in administration as a nurse. I made six figures. But I love to shop. I love to spend my money and in my own nurse consulting business because I always knew more money was coming. Well, the problem with that is that sometimes more money may be coming but may not come when you think it's going to come. Or all that you thought was going to come may not come. So it is not advisable to live, you know, in that kind of way. So, of course, as I got older, I had to start thinking about these things, especially when I became an attorney and opened my law office, because guess what? Now I start thinking about retirement down the road, and my goal is to be retirable by the age of 50, meaning at the age of 50, if I don't want to work anymore, I won't have to, because I got other things I need to start doing in life in accordance with the purpose God has ordained for me. So then I had to take stock of, you know, savings and retirement, because when you work for yourself, The only 401k or retirement you got is what you've invested and put in it.
Yeah.
The fountain of wealth. So today, as we remove our clutter, I want to ask you a few questions that you need to answer truthfully. If you lost your job today, would you be able to financially sustain yourself, meaning pay every bill that you have, as well as continue living the lifestyle that you're living right now for at least the next 6 months? Now, for those of you who are retired, if for some reason your pension was dissolved today, or you lost that other job, or some catastrophe happened at your home, which required a major investment, would you be able to afford it without a loan? I'm talking about taking you into the fountain of wealth today. If you have answered no to either or both of those questions, then you are in opposition to what God requires of you and what He desires for you. So starting today, you must get yourself back in alignment. Now, that means you're going to have to sit down, look at your budget, determine where you are outside of your scope, and what you, and if you're married, your spouse need to do to fix it. It may require one of you working overtime for a few months to get back on track, or somebody taking on an extra job. It may require cooking your food and taking it to work instead of eating out every day. It may require cutting back on going out, but don't allow any of it to cut back on quality time with one another or with your children, because you can spend quality time for free. You can go to picnics. You can go in the park. You can watch a movie at home together. You can cook together at home. You can play Scrabble, Monopoly, Taboo, Pictionary. There are free things you can do, because it's also important, right, to have joy and recreation time. It's no good to be living outside of your means. Maybe you have to sell the home. Maybe you have to sell the car and get a different car. You have to live within your means so that you can be a part of the fountain of wealth for the rest of your life. You got a plan. You might need to reevaluate how much you're putting into retirement. I did that this year. And what's crazy, I'm almost out of time. Let me tell you what happened. I was on the phone talking to one of my friends, one of my great sisters in Christ, and I was at the mall shopping. And so we were talking about disposable income, because I have a shoe fetish and purse fetish. And so I love to buy shoes all the time. I don't really like to wear the same pair of shoes to church in one quarter. I am not joking. I just don't like to. I love new shoes. And so we were talking, and I was going to buy a pair of shoes. I was actually looking for what they call some red bottoms that I wanted. And she was talking about the price of the shoes, because they usually run, you know, start at $800 and go upward. And I was telling her, well, it's okay. I have the money to buy it. And I mentioned to her how much disposable income I have in my monthly budget. And she's very well financially taken care of. And so she said to me, wow, you know, even I don't have that much. That's a lot of money to be spending. Well, coming from someone who is so financially sound as herself, it really hit me. Wow. So I went back and I revised my budget, and I called her later, and I told her the positive impact her words had on me, so much so to where I cut my disposable spending in half so that I could then apply half of that to my retirement budget. I increased it by like $1,000 monthly just from that conversation with her. What I'm trying to say to you is that Satan desires to have us bound financially, because usually the two main issues that cause divorce or problems in the home, or depression in our lives, even if we're single, are sexual issues and financial issues. If we are strained in any of those places, then it interferes with our ability to live a joyful, peaceful, happy life on a continuous basis. So here I was wasting money. Now notice I didn't say I took away disposable income. No, even recreation, right, is one of the six domains of this challenge. But what I had to look at is how much was I preparing for my future? And then I have one child, my son, he's 21, you know, and for his legacy as well. So I challenge you to look at your budget today, and tomorrow we will deal with the legacy part of finances. We'll deal with wills, powers of attorney, 401ks, insurance. Probate is one of my practice areas, so you really don't want to miss it because you will be getting a lot of legal information that otherwise you may not have been able to receive without having to pay for to make sure that things are designed the way they should be. Point of death, beneficiaries, what falls inside probate when you die and what doesn't. So even if you have a will, you know, there are certain things people include in their will that they shouldn't, because outside of you having put it into your will, it never would have had to go through probate, and your children would have been able to access it immediately. We'll talk about the deeds to your home and how your deeds should be written in such a way to keep your home from having to go through probate, because remember, your family has to pay for all of this. So today, the focus is just your liquid assets, your money, getting your money right, to put yourself into place as one of the bricks in the fountain of wealth. I know this was great. We got to go into prayer. Our time is run. Then I'm going to do the altar call and give you your task. Make sure if you've been missing this that you get your notebook and you go back and listen to all of this, even if you have to do it this weekend. I promise you, if you work this, you will be so much better off beginning in 2019 than you ever were this year. I can attest to that myself. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, this is a powerful word this morning, and we glorify you because, Father, this is putting us into position to declutter our lives, and today the focus has been on the financial clutter in our lives, those things which have negatively affected our marriages, our relationships, our children, our own peace of mind, living paycheck to paycheck, not having enough money to pay our bills, you know, sometimes finding ourselves in situations or putting ourselves into situations we should not be in, to obtain money, sometimes going into prostitution, sometimes going into selling drugs, sometimes going into burglary, robbery, thievery, all of these things, Father, to obtain money, when it's not your desire, Father, that we be broke, but that we be in good health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. You want to do exceeding abundantly for us. You want to give us more than we could ask or think. You want to supply every need. You want to add to us, but we have a role to play, Father, and that is to be good stewards over our money, to be good stewards over our assets, to plan for a rainy day, to live in such a place within our means so that we're not envious or jealous of others, we're not comparing ourselves to the Joneses, but that we live within our financial means. And that if we want more, then we do what is necessary to have more. We increase our productivity, Father. We, you know, obtain degrees so that we can move up the ladder professionally. Or we work at a different job, whatever is necessary. We cut off or cut down some of our disposable expenses because you want us to live joyously and joyfully as a testimony to who you are and what you do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Our time is run, so let me give you the altar call and then your task. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen. Listen, folks, It's not enough to have to live as a pauper your entire life. God desires better. Make sure you follow by texting MM to 33222. Make sure everyone in your household is working this challenge with you, because it's no good for you to be better and then for them to still be stagnant or to be at the status quo of 2018 when you're moving to victory in 2019. All right? Our topic for today is the fountain of wealth. Your task for today is to go back and answer those questions, you know, re-listen to this if you need to, answer those questions, and if you couldn't answer yes, then I need you to establish a budget and make all the amends that are needed to fix your lack of financial sufficiency. And if you have it and you can do it, but your kids, your grown kids, they're not on point, then let them work this with you as well. 2019 is designed to be the beginning of the best years of your life. All right? I'll see you in the morning. Get ready for overflow. Visit me at fieldfire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.